Hello everyone, and welcome back to Eyes to See Decodes. My name is Chris. It's been a while, but let's get on with this decode. This new decode is going to be called Who's Your Daddy? And we're going to be examining a commercial. And I think it's going to be really interesting, so hope you join me. I'll be your tour guide, and let's move on. Today, we're going to be using these methods of decoding. As always, we're going to use the Chaldean Gematria cipher, based on 1 through 8 and the phonetics of sounds. Next, we're going to be using English ordinal ciphers. We're going to be using the forward and the reverse today. The forward is simply putting letters to numbers, where A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, all the way up to Y and Z, 25 and 26. And the reverse is like the mirror image of that cipher. So A will be 26 and Z will be 1. We're also going to be using the Strong's Bible Concordance and the numbers from there, which are the all the words in the Old Testament and all the words in the New Testament indexed by numbers. And we'll use that for our decoding. We'll also be looking a little bit at the periodic table of elements. And for that, we always go to the Royal Society of Chemistry's website and use their artwork and descriptions to decode the elements along with the numbers. And as well, we're going to look at some a tarot card as well today in regards to a date. So let's begin. So the commercial we're going to look at today is a commercial. It's only a 30-second commercial, and it's from this company called GoDaddy. And it's GoDaddy Aero, Power Your Future. And it's about a young girl who looks like she's going to start a business making candles. This commercial is chock full of occult symbols. And let's take a look at it and see what's under the hood.
The future is not just going to happen. You have to make it. And if you want a successful business, all it takes is an idea. And now becomes the future. A future where you grew a dream into a reality. It's waiting for you, mere minutes away. The future is nothing but power. And it's all yours. The all-new GoDaddy Aero. Get your business online in minutes with the power of AI.
So we're going to look at Power Your Future with GoDaddy Aero, and we see here that right off of the YouTube channel, I grabbed this little box, and it says this is the title of the YouTube channel or the YouTube video. It's on the channel GoDaddy, and GoDaddy has 201,000 subscribers. And that number 201 is a very significant number, and as we'll see. So we're going to put GoDaddy Aero into the calculator, and we see that GoDaddy Aero sums to the number 35 in Chaldean. And in Chaldean, it matches in the same cipher the words simulation, brainwashing, satanic ritual, Luciferian, Catholicism, Mother Mary, and the Vatican. All summing to 35 as well. And why is the Vatican important? Well, it's important because of the number 201. And we see here that the current Pope, Pope Francis, he decided not to reside in the papal apartment. He decided to move specifically to Suite 201. And that number is very, very important to the Catholic Church and to the Vatican, as we'll see. So he moved into the Domus Sancte Martha, Suite 201. The Domus Sancte Martha, Suite 201 is the residence of Pope Francis, located within the Domus Sancte Martha, a guest house adjacent to St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican City. The suite is a modest living space that Pope Francis has chosen to occupy instead of the papal apartments in the Apostolic Palace. Sure. So would you believe Domus Sancte Martha sums to 201 in English, as well as the Pope that that lives in there? So his full name, Pope Francis's full name, is Jorge Mario Bergoglio, and his name also sums to 201 in the same cipher. And that also, he's the first Jesuit Pope. And the founder of the Jesuits was Ignatius of Loyola, and his name also sums to 201 in the same cipher. And in the reverse, the mirror image of that cipher, we find the words the Jesuit order summing to 201, as well as in reverse order, that old serpent matching 201, which is another name for the devil, Lucifer. And would you not believe that the headquarters for the Vatican is a snake wearing a crown? That's St. Peter's Basilica. A basilisk is a snake. And here it is wearing a crown. And these are images courtesy of Jonathan Kleck. You can find those at the Jonathan Kleck files. And we see here that the Vatican is two snakes side by side, one birthing from another through the act of parthenogenesis, virgin reptile birth. And we see one snake, and the other snake is Vatican Audience Hall. And I encourage you to Google the inside of the audience hall, as it's a giant viper head. And here it is, the Vatican is a snake, that old serpent. And the number 201 is significant for the pandemic. And here is the Vatican's coin that they commemorated the pandemic with. And here we see two females encompassing this male, giving him something in the syringe here into his arm. And his index finger is pointing at zero, because they're going to get rid of this energy, this male energy in the system that is encompassed by twin X, two females. And the simulation that they ran right before this 2020 event kicked off was on October 18th, 2019, like 10:18, like Luke 10:18. I beheld Satan like Barack Obama. Events 201. There's that number 201 again. And its inverse 102 is highly significant as well, if you pay attention to it. There was 102 minutes of terror on September 11th, 2001, as a clue. All right, let's move on. So one thing I noticed in my research was that GoDaddy is an older company, and it used to have this older logo, which is a man wearing green sunglasses with a five-pointed star on his right temple here, and his hair is orange with looks like four S's. I thought it was a pretty interesting logo. And they switched it to this one here, and it kind of looks like, to me, it kind of looked like wings or a heart shape, and I didn't really know what it represented. So I started doing a bit of research, and I found an article here from a magazine online called The Verge that talks specifically about GoDaddy's logo change. So let's see what they have to say here. So it says, web services company GoDaddy has unveiled its new logo. A generic sans-serif type accompanied by a heart shape that looks like an upside-down version of the Airbnb logo. So I put an image of the Airbnb logo here, and we can imagine it upside down, and I can see what they're looking at. We see what they're saying here. At first glance, I thought the other half of the heart, opposite of the G, was a poorly shaped D as initials for GoDaddy, but it's actually supposed to be an O. So the logo spells out Go. That's very confusing, but the company says the logo, designed in collaboration with branding firms Lippincott and Kodo, is supposed to invoke a sense of the entrepreneurial spirit. Aman Butani, the company's CEO, told Fast Company that he sees the logo, and I thought this was really interesting, as a young girl who's a little bit of a bandit with a ponytail and a patch over her eye, who wants to grow up and be somebody. You can see the artwork here on the left. I put this sentence into ChatGPT and generated this image here of Mr. Aman Butani's vision of what this logo up here is supposed to represent. To each their own, but what's most upsetting about this change is that it's yet another example of the way tech companies are becoming homogenized in their design. Without the hot dog-haired daddy mascot who exudes a reassuring sense of chill, there's not much to distinguish the new GoDaddy logo from the sterile, generic logos among the likes of Google, Spotify, and Pinterest. And having looked at the logo, I do see now that it is a G, and the O is supposed to be behind it. So this is supposed to be somewhat of a go. I thought that it was the G within a heart, because they describe the heart shape here, The central G reminded me of the central G we see here in the Freemason logo, which I thought was an interesting parallel. And I also thought it had like, it almost looks like a bee with wings. And I had this drawn up as well, this upside down bee with wings. I thought was another interesting sort of way to look at that logo. The entrepreneurial spirit sums to 305 in English, matching, if we can ignore the zero in numerology, it has a null value, and we can interpret that number to be the number 35, matching GoDaddy Arrow in Chaldean. So, and this image here of the one-eyed bandit, we all know who the all-seeing eye represents, the one-eyed bandit, and here's the female goddess representation of that, which Mr. Amon Butani somehow sees this Go logo representing what almost seems like representative of Lilith. All right, let's move on. So if you look at the commercial, the first thing the lady in the commercial types in is she wants to look up nocturnal animal candles, and she's led to nightdwellers.com, and nightdwellers was an interesting choice of words. According to ChatGPT, throughout various cultures and mythologies, night dwellers are often associated with demons, reflecting a deep-rooted fear of the dark and the unknown. Figures like Lilith in Jewish mythology, Lamia in Greek myths, and Aswang in Filipino folklore exemplify this link, as they are night-dwelling creatures that prey on humans. Biblical references such as Psalms and Isaiah also associate nighttime with demonic activities. During the Middle Ages and Renaissance, it was widely believed that demons were most active at night, a theme that continues in modern horror literature and films. This enduring connection highlights the primal fear of the dangers and mysteries of the night. So, night dwellers in the English ordinal cipher sum to 156, and the number 156 number is highly relevant, because the number 911 is tied to the number 156, as the 156th prime number is the number 911. And the number 911 is important. In some beliefs, it's believed that it likely is Jesus's birthday, September 11th. And also it's tied to the biblical verse, Revelation 9:11, that describes two names of Satan, Abaddon and Apollyon. And they had a king over them, and that's describing the locusts in the pit, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. So that is a reference to 9/11. Then after she finishes doing her search on the computer, she gets up and she sees this other world open up, this duality, where she steps in from her regular world into this exciting world of GoDaddy. And we have this dualism, and this dualism is right from the Bible in the description of our spirit and our soul. And that is from the Greek word 4151, pneuma, which means spirit and ghost, hence Ghostbusters, from neo, a current of air, i.e. breath, blast or a breeze, by analogy or figuratively, a spirit, i.e. human, the rational soul, by implication, the vital principle, the mental disposition, etc. Or we can examine it as superhuman, an angel, demon, or divine, God, Christ, the Holy Spirit. And the synonyms are ghost, life, spirit, spiritual, spiritually, mind, and we can compare that to the word suk, looks like. So, and we see a reference to this in James 4:8, where it says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And that double-minded is the reference to us when we haven't been converted in Christ and we aren't governed by the Holy Spirit. We're in our duality state, which is an angel demon. And just like the old cartoons with an angel on one side of our shoulder and the demon and the devil on the other, that's right out of the Bible, right here in the definition of pneuma. And here's an artwork that I made that represents the angel looking in the mirror to the demon, because that's who is, when we look in the mirror, that's who's staring back at us, is our flesh beast body. So let's take a look. What's next? So she moves up into that world and she sees the screen in front of her. And we see here it says Night Dwellers. And Night Dwellers was established in 2020. Go back and we can see that here, the number 2020 in this blue box. And this happens fast. I didn't take the other screen capture, but there is one that shows the blue box a little bigger with the 2020 in it. And the thing that caught my eye was the eight-pointed star here and the moon. And moon star is a 33 in Chaldean. And the number 33 is it's one of the master numbers, and it's tied to Jesus. Jesus died at 33 years old in the year 33. It's tied to the concept of ascension, life and death. So here we see moon star, and that's relevant. We also see that on the flag of Islam, the moon star, the monster, right? And this is the night dwellers, right? And this is the eight-pointed star that they used. And according to ChatGPT, the eight-pointed star is associated with Lucifer due to its symbolic connection to Venus, the morning star. In Latin, Lucifer means light bringer, a reference to Venus, which shines brightly in the sky before sunrise. Biblical references like Isaiah 14:12 describe Lucifer as a fallen star, reinforcing this link. Ancient cultures such as the Babylonians depicted Venus as an eight-pointed star, symbolizing its prominence in the night sky. Over time, this representation merged with the figure of Lucifer in Christian tradition, creating a symbolic association between the eight-pointed star and Lucifer. And here we see, this is right off of Wikipedia, they call this the Star of Ishtar, which is Isis, Venus, female goddess. It's all the same thing. And then here we see Albert Pike's quote out of his Morals and Dogma book. Strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, the son of the morning. Is it he who bears the light and with its splendor intolerable blinds feeble, sensual, or selfish souls? Doubt it not. So here we see the reference to Lucifer and the son of the morning, the morning star. This is a sort of a name that's attached to Lucifer quite commonly in Luciferian doctrine. And here we see the number 2020 out of the Bible. And this is the Greek word epiphosko, and that means I dawn, am near commencing, to begin to grow light. And we see here that's right on the blue square with the candle, establish 2020, to begin to grow light. There's the candle. And we also see the orange and blue color coding in this commercial. Orange and blues, that color coding is tied to mind control. You'll see that a lot. You'll see these two colors paired together a lot. Also in the English ordinal cipher, orange and blue, when we say it like that, sums to 9/11, 11/19, which is also, we also see all seeing eye as a 119 in English as well in that same cipher. So then she goes on to select, and it looks like she's going to sell her product here, which is an owl candle. And she's going to sell that candle for, guess what? $36. 36 is a crypto reference to the number 666. We see that here. The 36th triangular number is 666. What that means is if we add up number 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 all the way to 36, so plus 34 plus 35 plus 36, and sum all of that up, we get a sum total of 666. And symbolically, the number 36, which is 3-6, we can say it represents three sixes, 666. So it kind of connects to 666 in two different ways, one symbolically, one mathematically. And on top of it, we see here with the owl candle, we see the witchcraft W that they use here for the commercial. And we know that that symbol here, that symbol is, it says here, it's centuries-old witch marks in hidden cave can finally be seen in three dimensions. And that W here, we see that on the wall. We don't know how old that symbol is. It's quite old, and we can understand that symbol as the V represents the number 5. It also represents an arrowhead down, and we see here it also represents the letter U because it's a W. So the V and the U are very connected. So not only is this represented the double U, because we are each a double U, we are each a twin, just as we showed in the definition of pneuma, angel, demon, but this is the satanic version of that. This is the double down version of your double U, because it's two arrows pointed down, and in Roman numerals this is 5 and 5, and the number 55 in English is Satan, 55. But what did we say? When we look in the mirror, we're looking at ourselves. The 5 and the 5, that's our hands. And 5 plus 5 equals 10. And 10 is man. And 55 is an interesting number. It relates to 10 very much so. It's not only is it 5 plus 5, it's the 10th Fibonacci number in its sequence. It's the 10th triangular number. And it's the 5th square pyramid. And it's the product of 5 times 11, the 511. So, and in Chaldean, we see that it matches the phrase, a virgin of virgins, right? The VV, the virgin of virgins, the 55, the female goddess, the Isis. Pretty interesting stuff. So that's all from just looking at her L candle. And let's take a look at the L symbol as well. We'll break that down in a minute. So looking at, we've already done GoDaddy arrow in Chaldean. Let's look at GoDaddy arrow in English. And we get the number 103 in English. We get the bigger number. 103 is a special number. It's the 27th prime number. And we see here that one of the alternative spellings of Moloch is Molech. And Molech is 27. And we know Molech as the owl. And here we see the owl at Bohemian Grove. This is the altar at Bohemian Grove. Here's the owl from over a satellite image over Washington, D.C. in the U.S. Capitol. Here we see the owl cryptically hidden on the American $1 bill. And here we see the owl represented in the logo for the National Press Club. And this owl here and these items, from my understanding, are the same items that are located on the altar here at Bohemian Grove, as several members of the press do attend Bohemian Grove once a year. So according to ChatGPT, the connection between Moloch or Molech here, which summed to 27, and the owl representation is largely modern and stems from interpretations and conspiracy theories rather than ancient mythological or historical texts. Number one, ancient texts and Moloch. In ancient texts, Moloch is associated with child sacrifice, particularly in the context of the Ammonites and other ancient Near Eastern cultures. The primary source for these associations are the Hebrew Bible and various historical writings. Number two, modern associations with the owl. The association of Moloch with an owl is a more contemporary development, often tied to modern conspiracy theories and symbolic interpretations rather than ancient myth or religious practice. Bohemian Grove. It was thought it was interesting that ChatGPT brought this up. Bohemian Grove, one of the most notable modern associations is the owl statue at Bohemian Grove, a private retreat in California. At Bohemian Grove, there is a 40-foot owl statue where a ritual called the cremation of care is performed. Some conspiracy theorists claim this owl represents Moloch, although the organizers of Bohemian Grove deny this and state that the owl symbolizes wisdom and knowledge, akin to the ancient Greek symbol of Athena, who is nothing more than Isis, female goddess, right back to the same thing. All right, interesting. Okay, I captured this scene in the commercial, and I thought it was interesting where she splits from one personality to the other. You can see the angel-demon split here. And as it does this, the commercial is saying, the future is nothing but power. And interestingly, power in Chaldean is 28, matching Lucifer. And we know that from Isaiah 14:12 and 14:13, where we learn about Lucifer, it says here, for thou hast said in thine heart, it's talking about Lucifer here, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and that is El, the Almighty God here, that's the Hebrew word 4:10. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. And here we see the North Face logo. It's like talking about where the sun doesn't shine, where it's dark. That's the definition here. And according to ChatGPT, so this is GoDaddy Aero, what does Aero mean? Well, according to ChatGPT, the word Aero is a Greek word, which is a verb which means to lift, to raise, or to take up. Like something raising out of the pit. It is used to describe the action of elevating or removing something from a lower position to a higher one. In various contexts, Aero can imply lifting physical objects, raising one's voice, or metaphorically elevating status or spirits. The word captures the essence of ascent and elevation, often associated with physical lifting and broader symbolic meanings of raising and uplifting in Greek literature and language. Interesting, the future is nothing but power. Elevating power. Then the screen goes to the next image here. The future is nothing but power. And then it says, and it's all yours. Are you ready to get your business online? Are we ready to birth our business? And we see here, she no longer has an owl statue. She has what's on the right hand can only be described as a baby demon, a baby devil. You can see the little horns there, and it just happens to be green. Either that's a bat wing or a dragon wing. It's just an interesting connection. And we see here that green monster candle. Well, baby devil is 25. We'll break that down on the next page. And green monster candle has an interesting, perfect match relationship with Son of the Morning at 192 and 71 in Chaldean. And we know 71 is tied to lutetium on the periodic table of elements with the famous number 7-4-1, the anagram 174 for its atomic weight, named after Lucifer, Lu, and the artwork represents the upside down rainbow in the sea of blood with an arrow pointed down, governed by the Trinity, the fleur-de-lis. And 192, if you've checked my friends, the last one, Decode, we learned about the number 192. It's heavily tied to Obama's movie, Leave the World Behind, who I believe is the Antichrist and the Son of the Morning on Earth. Leave the World Behind, 192. So looking at the date of release for this commercial, this is right off YouTube, Power Your Future with GoDaddy Aero. This is the YouTube channel with 201 subscribers. And this video was posted on February 26, 2004, GoDaddy Aero, Power Your Future. So February 26, in the Cards of Destiny system for decoding dates, using the regular poker deck overlaid on the calendar, we see that February 26 lands on the Queen of Clubs card, and the Queen of Clubs is the 25th card in the deck, matching Demon at 25 and Baby Devil at 25. So they birth this commercial with this baby demon at the end, ready to get your business online, this baby devil on the 25th card of the deck. And the Queen of Clubs converts to the Queen of Wands in the tarot system. And in the tarot system, it becomes the 35th card of the deck, matching GoDaddy Aero that we broke down at the beginning. And it also matches Power Your Future with GoDaddy Aero in the English ordinal cipher at the number 350. And we can drop the zero as it's a null value, matching 35 GoDaddy Aero, matching the Queen of Wands, matching the Queen of Clubs, the demon, and birthing the baby devil at the end of the commercial. So who's your daddy? So when this commercial is talking about GoDaddy, GoDaddy Inc. is an American publicly traded internet domain registry, a domain registrar and web hosting company headquartered in Tempe, Arizona, and incorporated in Delaware. As of 2023, GoDaddy is the world's fifth largest web host to buy market share, with over 62 million registered claims. 62 is a big number tied to female goddess worship. The company has around 21 million customers and 6,900 employees worldwide. And The word daddy is 14 in Chaldean, matching Satan, the dark lord, who is your daddy, and we know from John 8:44, until we are converted and we are the angel demon, we are of our father the devil. We are born into this world, that Lucifer's world. He is our daddy. So, and it tells us here in John 8:44, you are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And GoDaddy Inc., the official name for GoDaddy, matches 33. So a big homage. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed it. We learned who our daddy is, and we got to see this commercial and its breakdown. Glad to be back. Thank you very much, everyone, for your support, and I hope to see you soon. Thank you.